Okay, we're in the middle of this question about multiple intentions when you do the shechita for the Pesach. So now the Gemara says, Ibai Elihu. This is at the bottom of Samach and Beis, the first wide line. Ibai Elihu. Pesach sheshachto b'sharimos hashanah b'shila ba'alimahu. Let's say you take the Pesach, right? We talked about this yesterday a little bit. If you take the Karban Pesach and your intention is that you're going to shecht it for a shlamim, so then the Gemara says that would work, because in the other times of the year, if it's not Karban Pesach, so then it is effectually a shlamim, and therefore that would work. So now the question is, what if you do the same thing but you change the people? Meaning that whereas for the Karban Pesach, you have a specific number of people that have to be already designated for it. And now you're saying, no, I'm going to do it for somebody else. But you have intention to do it for the other person. It's not like you're giving to someone you didn't have intention for. You're actually just changing, the people that you're doing the Karban for. Hold on. You're right, but he never like redesignated the Karban Pesach, right? Let's say Rashi says it like this. Reuven gave a Karban for the Karban Pesach, and turns out that the Kohen is shechting it early, not on Erev Pesach, but he's doing it for Shimon. But Reuven is still expecting it as his Karban Pesach. So now that's the question. So Gemara says, Shinoi Baalim Kishinoi Kodesh Dami. Is the changing of the Baal for the Karban Pesach animal, is that the same thing as Shinoi Kodesh, meaning that it's the same as Shelo Lishmo, as if you're also redesignating the purpose of the carbon, meaning for like the Shlamim? Is that the same thing, in which case it would work? Or Umach Shirle Olo. Amar of Papa, Amrisa Lishmaza Derebi Kame Derava. I said this in front of Rebbe, we saw this a couple times yesterday. Ho, Vishinoi Kodesh Posel Bismano. Once you're going to tell me that if you're shechting the Karban Pesach, but you're doing so with Shinoi Kodesh, meaning with the changing of it from a Pesach to a Shlamim, so then it's Poselo, that's going to Posel it. So Vishinoi Baalim Poselo Bismano. And similarly, the Shinoi Baalim Poselo Bismano. Is also similarly, if you were to change the people that you're making the Karban Pesach for, right, away from the people that are already designated for the Karban Pesach, but you're doing it on Erev Pesach, right? You're doing it the right time, but you're doing it the wrong people. So that would also postulate it in terms of the Zman. So Mashinoi Kodesh Shepostlo Bizmano Machshiro, just like if you would redesignate the purpose of the Karban at the non-Erev Pesach time, that would make it okay. Bismano machshiro acharzmano, right? If you do it a different time, but you change the designation of the carbon from a Karban Pesach to a Shlamim, that would work. And on a non-Erev Pesach time, so then he said, Rav Papa is saying he's making the claim to Rava af shinoi baalim shepostel bismano machshiro acharzmano. So too, maybe the same type of thing would work here, just like it would postel it on Erev Pesach. Maybe it would machshir it. Maybe it would make it work on non-Erev Pesach. Vamar Lilo. And just as we saw yesterday, that is a bad svara, Rav Papa. Rava says that doesn't work. Just like yesterday we said your svaras didn't work. Here too, this also is not necessarily true. Why? Vamar Lilo. Im Amar Bishinoi Kodesh Akeim Psula Begufo. When it comes to the Karban, I talked about this a little bit yesterday in my halacha. So when it comes to Shinoi Kodesh, when it comes to changing the Karban Pesach of the Karban Shlamim, that's Psulo Begufo. That is the nature of the Karban itself is being affected. You're taking this animal and you're making it a different Karban. How Vieshno Be'arba Avodos. And it also has four different requirements you have to do with it, right? You have to shecht it, you have to collect the blood, you have to carry the blood, and then you have to shecht the blood. And any of those four different aspects will bring you a psul if you do them for the wrong reasons. Here, however, you don't have to do lishma for every one of the four, I believe. Not sure. Well, let's keep reading. V'yeshno la'achra misa, and similarly, there is such a thing as la'achra misa, meaning if the father dies, So then the son brings the carbon for his father. Hold on. And if you were to bring it for somebody other than the son, then it wouldn't work, meaning the son inherits that ownership of the carbon. For the carbon Pesach, at least. V'yeshno la'achar misa, v'yeshno b'tzibur kibiyachid, and also, hold on, what does tzibur kibiyachid mean? Tzibur kibiyachid mean you can give it to for multiple people, as opposed to a shlamim, has to be for a specific person, that's what I meant. Let me see for a second. Sorry, I don't have my other Gemara. I don't remember what I said, what I learned. Hold on. Rashi doesn't talk about it, which is why I'm at a loss. V'yeshna b'tzibur kibiyachid. Doesn't say in Sevar either. I'm not really sure what it means. It applies to communal offerings as it does to offerings of an individual. I guess the psul, if the psul happens by individual, it's just as disqualifying as if it happens as a tzibur. Not really sure. I guess a shinoi kodesh by other karbanos, a shinoi baalim by other karbanos could still work. Not 100% sure, but let's keep reading. I think it's going to say the flip side of everything, so maybe we'll figure it out through that. So Gemara says, Tomar b'shinoi baalim to ein psul b'gufo. When it comes to shinoi baalim, you're not really affecting the nature of the carbon itself, but rather whether or not that applies back to the person. My Raj says, Mechashe b'davar acher hu v'einu barab avodos b'shar zvachim d'lav pesach d'lav ikaran d'lav pesach d'lav ikaran la'achila asi ala chapara lo sha'ach shinoi baalim ala bezrika. And when it comes to changing the ownership, it's only important in terms of the sprinkling of the blood. Everything else could be done for other reasons, but the zrika, the blood, has to be specifically for that person, so that person could get kapara. It's not intrinsic to the actual carbon. It's only applying to the zrika, not to the other three processes, the other activities that we talked about by the Pesach. I guess that means you could bring it for somebody else. It's not necessarily going to bring it. It doesn't have to be brought for the son afterwards. And then, v'eino b'tzibur kibiyachid. What did that mean? Rashi says, L'shem mi yeshna oso shalo yei ba'alav im l'shem nachrim lo mifsol k'dar minu hasan l'kamen yom shmai sent ein shinoi ba'alav posel il im kem shinoi l'mkluyav kapara kamoso. I guess it's only for an individual. Al shinoi ba'alav posel b'chaver adum yodidei u'mkluyav kapara kamoso v'yelo lo posel. It has to be a similar person in a similar situation. If you bring a regular carbon and you change the person who it's for, so then it's not necessarily going to change the kashrus or the appropriateness of the carbon. It'll just be whether or not it actually applies to somebody else, whether it brings atonement, brings kapar for somebody else, but it wouldn't necessarily change the kashrus of the carbon. That's what I'm gathering. But either way, all four of these qualities are something that shinoi kodesh affects, but shinoi baalim does not affect fully. And therefore, you can't necessarily bring a parallel, says Rava to Rav Papa. You can't parallel what happens with a shinoi kodesh, what happens when you have the wrong intention for the karban on Erev Pesach. You can't apply that to the same logic of the shinoi baalim. Okay, presumably what that means is that it would not necessarily work to do shinoi baalim on a non-Erev Pesach, just like shinoi kodesh would work. So the Gemara then says, "V'yafagav tarti lav dafka, tarti miyadafka." Even though two of those are not necessarily, even though two of those variables are right, it's true, you're correct that they do not apply similarly between shinoi kodesh and shinoi baalim. The changing of the designation of the carbon is not the same as the redesignation of the owner of the carbon. However, two of them do actually work. V'yafagav tarti lav dafka, even though two aren't exact. Tarti mi dafka, two are actually exact. D'mayishna shinoi baalim d'lav ipsul b'gufo. the psula machshava ba'amahi, shinoi kodesh nami psula machshava ba'amahi, meaning it does, you could sort of justify and say it's the same type of thing, that's a psula machshava. It's not, you're not doing anything different to the animal, but rather you're thinking about things differently, and therefore maybe it is the same. Vitu, and furthermore, ha da amar shinoi ba'alim enik la'achramisa, ulur av pinchas, b'rei der av ami da amar yesh shinoi ba'alim la'achramisa, ma'ik la'meymar. So according to this one sheet of Rav Pinchas Breder of Ami, there is such a thing as Shinoi Balam La'achar Misa, that you would give it over to the son after the father dies, and therefore it is similar. So two of them really do actually correlate to the Shinoi Kodesh. The Shinoi Balam is the same as Shinoi Kodesh. However, Tartimias Davkaninhu, two of them actually are make it too dissimilar, and therefore you can't necessarily learn from one to the other. Ela Amar Rava. If you change the people for whom the carbon is designated, it's just as if you shechted a Pesach which has no owners, and therefore bismanu pasul, it's going to be pasul, even though you might think there are a couple of things similar from between it and the Shinoi Kodesh. That's not the case by Shinoi Balim. If you were to bring a carbon Pesach on a different day, which is not Erev Pesach, and you had the intention to bring it as a shlamim, that would work. But if you brought a Karban Pesach, which was designated for specific people, and you brought it on a different day, not Erev Pesach, for other people, so then that would not work. It would not work the same way as the designation of the Karban. Rather, it would be completely possible. Okay, that's at least according to Rava, the way that Rava responded to Rav Papa. Rav Papa wanted to make the argument that it did work. Rava says, no, it doesn't. Okay, new Mishnah. Let me get my Gemara, the other Gemara here. Mishnah says, Shachto shelo la'ochlav. If you shechted it, shelo la'ochlav. For the people, meaning this is on Erev Pesach. You shechted it on Erev Pesach. Everything else is fine. But you shechted it for the wrong people. The people that are not going to eat it. V'shelo lemnuyev. Or the people that are not designated for it. V'lo la'arelim. Oh, sorry. La'arelim. Or if you shechted the Karban Pesach for the sake of people who don't have a bris mila, ula tameim, or for the people who are tamei and they're not allowed to kachim. So then all of those are possible. You're making the Karban Pesach for the wrong people, for people that aren't even shaykh, they're not even relevant to the eating of the carbon, and therefore it's no good. However, la ochla vishlo la ochla, we saw this a couple of days ago, lemnuya vishlo lemnuya, lamulim la reilim, latameim la tahorim kasher, if you have a mix of people who are going to eat it, people who are not going to eat it, people who are appointed, people who aren't appointed, people who are mahul, and people that aren't circumcised, latmei, latorim, people that are tamei, and people that are tahor. So as long as you have some of the right people in there, so then it's going to work. That's kasha. Shachto kodem chatzos pasul. If, however, you would shech the carbon before chatzos, which is when you're supposed to do it after chatzos in the afternoon, as we've been talking about, so then that's going to be pasul. Mishum shenamar bein harbaim, it has to be in the afternoon between the erevs. Shachto kodem l'tamid, if you brought it before the tamid, we talked about this drasha from a couple days ago, that the Karban Pesach is supposed to be after the tamid. So then shachto kodem l'tamid kasher, if you did so after the tamid, so then that's still, so if you did so before the tamid, it's still kosher b'dieved. However, bilvan shehi acher memaris. What you should do, however, is you should continue to mix b'damo ad shehizarek ha-tamid, until the blood of the tamid is brought. You should continue mixing the blood of the Pesach so that there's still something shayach to after the carbon tamid. V'im nizrak, however, if you already did if you already sprinkled the blood before the carbon tamid was brought, again, I don't know how this happens, because the Beis HaMikdash is it's a nice big place, but it's not that big of a place. Everyone's focused on bringing the carbon tamid all day, so I'm not really sure. I guess people get distracted or whatever. They think that it's time for the Pesach. I don't know. There are a lot of carbon Pesachs. I don't know. V'im nizrak kasher, if, however, you did sprinkle the blood already before the carbon Pesach, before the carbon tamid, that's also b'diavad kosher, but it's, I guess, two levels down. Best would be to bring the Karban Pesach after the Tamid. Next best would be to bring it before the Tamid, but then just continue doing the Zrika only after the Tamid. And then last, but least, b'di'eved she b'di'eved, you would have the ability to still be yotzei the Karban Pesach if you did both the Karban and the sprinkling before the Karban Tamid. So now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Keitz HaShalol Achlov. So what does it mean for people that, how do you bring a Karban for people that can't eat it? For someone who's sick or someone who is elderly who are not going to eat it. They're not able to eat it. is only shefted for the people who are appointed for it, and nobody else. Here it says, Michsas is translated as according to. Okay. It's a very specific word for a very general phrasing, but that's what it says. So the Gemara says, Yachol shachto shalom limnu ev yekov ra'al mitzvah. Maybe you would think that, you just transgressed the, you know, a quality of the Karban Pesach. However, the kasher, maybe you would think it's still kosher, but yevet, Talmud lomar b'michsas and tachosu. It says the word according to twice in the Pasuk. Hakasav shana alav la'akev. And the pasuk is coming to tell you that it's repeated in order to emphasize that you need to designate the people. And if you don't designate the proper people for the karban, so then it is ma'akev the karban. It does not work. You have not fulfilled your mitzvah karban pesach if you do not have the proper people designated for the karban and shefted on behalf of them for the karban. This, by the way, is one of the big questions that we have in the Haggadah, where the Gemara says, Kol Ditrich Yesev Yifsach. Anyone who needs the Karban Pesach, come and eat with us. What do you mean, come and eat with us? You can't be designated on a Karban Pesach afterwards. You have to be designated for beforehand in order. So how are we inviting guests in at the beginning of our Seder and telling them to come join in the Karban Pesach? It doesn't make any sense. You have to be designated from beforehand. So that's one of the questions I say. Maybe it's a general phrase. Maybe it means talking about, you know, fulfilling Pesach. The phrase is in Aramaic, so maybe it means after they already left Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there's not really a literal Karban Pesach going on. A lot of answers to be given, but that's all based on this Gemara. You have to be designated for the Karban Pesach in order to partake in the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says, Lashon Sorsi. It is Armenian, I think? Aramaic? Rashi says that it is Arami. I thought that meant Aramean, but here in the Imsachim it says Aramaic. I don't know. So either way, the Gemara. So Rebbe says it's a language Arami.
The Art Scroll says it's a dialect of Aramaic. Aramaic is what it says in the Steinsaltz.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it's the same. Yeah. Assyrian dialect, apparently. Okay. Okay. All right, it's a different type of dialect. Yeah. So he says that Lashon Sorsihu, Ka'adam Sha'omer Lachaver, Kos Li Tlezu. I guess in Aramaic that would be, it says here in the Sepharia, it says, like one who says to his friend, slaughter me this lamb. I guess kos means to slaughter in Aramaic. I don't know. Ashkechan shalom nuyav shalom achav nalan. Now we know that if you don't if you bring the carbon for someone who's not designated for it, so then it doesn't work. How do we know that if you're doing the carbon for someone who's not going to eat it, that it also doesn't work? Minalan amrakra ish lefi achlo tachosu. Itkish ochlin lemnuyin, when it says here, ish lefi achlo tachosu, the word achlo and tachosu are connected, juxtaposed in order to teach you that both the eating of the carbon, those who are eating the carbon and those who are designated the carbon, are going to be ma'akev of the carbon. If you do it in the proper way, it works. If you don't, then it doesn't work. Shachto lemulin, I guess that one's an obvious one, right? The pasuk says that if you bring it for a non-circumcised person, so then it's not going to work. So the Gemara doesn't even ask that one. But shachto lemulin, al menashe is kapri bo arelim. Let's say you shechted the Karban Pesach for the sake of people who are circumcised, but you did so on condition that the people who are circumcised are given atonement. You did so bizrika. And zrika, there's a machlokas whether or not zrika actually works for kapara in terms of arelim. I'm not really sure what exactly the situation is. How they could get kapara for something that on their physical body. Hold on. Yeah, I'm not really sure what the atonement means here. Yeah, I'm not really sure what the kapara is for. Maybe for the fact that they're being connected with the carbon. Either way, so the question is, let's say during the Zrika process, you thought of the Arelim being atoned for. So the question is, does that work or not? technically, Karban Pesach is not brought for kapara. The question is whether you can sort of, connect to the zrika, which sometimes is used for kapara for other karbanos, as we just said before, by the Shinoi Kodesh Kumar. So Rav Chista Amar Pasul, Rabba Amar Kasher. Rav Chista says it doesn't work. It's Pasul, the carbon is no good, and Rabba says it's still good. So Rav Chista Amar Pasul, Yesh Machshavas Arelim Bezrika. There is such a notion in general that you could think about Arelim at the time of the sprinkling of the blood, and therefore this is a legitimate thought process, a legitimate intention, and therefore it's going to be Pasul because the Arelim obviously are not connected to the carbon. So the fact that you're thinking of Arelim during the carbon means that it's a legitimate thought and you have now disqualified the carbon. V'Rava Amar Kasher, in Machshavas Arelim Bezrika. There's no such legitimate thought about Arelim during Zrika, at least of the Karban Pesach, and therefore it doesn't do anything. It's like you're saying nonsense. So Gemara says, I'm a Rabba, how do I know that it's still kasher? This is a Rabba who says kasher. How do I know it's still kasher? The Tana, the Brisa says, Yachli Yifsel B'nei Chabur Habanimo. Maybe you would think that a person who is Memuna on a Karban, who is an Ara, who is a non-circumcised person, that it would be possible, Yachal Yifsol B'nei Chabur Habayinimo, maybe it would also disqualify the Karban Pesach for everybody else. Right, he's included in the group, and therefore maybe he's going to disqualify everybody else from the Karban Pesach too. V'dinhu, and maybe that would be a connection, that Ho'il, Arla Poselas, just like an Arel is going to Posel the Pesach, someone who's non-circumcised doesn't disqualify the carbon, tuma poseles, and therefore a vituma to poseles. We also find that tuma can possel a carbon. So ma tuma lo asaba mitzas tuma kechol tuma. We don't require in order for tuma to disqualify, it has to be the entire chabur. Meaning, if there are some people that are tahor, if there are some people that are tahor in the group, as we saw in the Mishnah, it is kasher. So af arla lo asa b'miksas arla kachol arla. So too, when it comes to some circumcised, some non-circumcised in the group, maybe that also would not affect the rest of the chabura. Maybe you should say like this. Hoel arlas arla poselas uvizman posel. Just like an arel would pasel the carbon pesach. So too, you did so with the wrong timing in mind, right? You shechted it for the sake of eating it at the wrong time. So that would also make it possible, right? Both of these things possible the Karban Pesach. So what do we find? Ma asaba miktas man kechol asman. If you had a thought process to eat some of it at the right time that night and then some of it at the wrong time, so then that would still be possible. The whole carbon would be possible just for the fact that you're thinking of the wrong time. So af arla asaba miktas arla kechol arla. So too maybe just the fact that you have one uncircumcised person in a group of other circumcised people, maybe that also disqualifies the whole group. So which one are we going to parallel a uncircumcised person to? Are we going to parallel, are we going to connect, are we going to make it similar to Tuma, in which case it does not disqualify the rest of the group? Or are we going to make it similar to thinking of the wrong time to eat the carbon, which is going to disqualify the whole group? Nir Lemidome. Which one should we connect it to? So now let's look at the qualities of these two things, right? Well, really three things. We have an RL, we have an uncircumcised person. That's the one we're trying to figure out. The question is, right, basically like a tree here, are we going to connect RL to Tuma, to the laws of impurity when it comes to Kabanos? Or are we going to connect RL to, Zman? And the qualities that come with thinking of the wrong time for the karba. So now we're going to see which one's more similar. Nira l'midome, which one is it more similar to? Tuma or Zman? Is it more similar to the qualities of Tame and Tara and Tuma and Tara, or is it more similar to the proper timing in your mind? Dan in davar she'eno noeg b'chol azvachim. Should we consider the fact that it's similar in the sense that it doesn't apply to other people, meaning that an RL is a specific requirement for a Karban Pesach. There are other Karbanos that don't have that same requirement that you have to be circumcised to bring a Karban. And therefore, you should learn it from Midavar She'enu Noeg B'chol Zvachem. You should also learn it to other Karbanos that that have to do with people that are tameh. There are a lot of people that are tameh. In order to become tahor, they bring a carbon to make themselves tahor again, and therefore there is not a requirement by all other kabanos. And you shouldn't parallel an uncircumcised person situation to a situation of zman, because zman is something that applies to every carbon. Every carbon has a specific time that you have to bring it, and if you don't bring it, it disqualifies. So maybe you would connect it to tuma and tara, which does not always apply. It's not always a problem for other carbonos, just like uncircumcised people aren't always a problem for other carbonos, and therefore we would connect it to tuma and tara, and therefore it would be okay to have an ara within a larger group, and it wouldn't disqualify the other people in the group. Or maybe we can say like this. Maybe we should connect it to Zman, meaning we should connect it to if there's an Isser for someone who's uncircumcised, then there's no exception to the rule. Right, there's always a psul for someone who's uncircumcised to enjoy the Karban Pesach. So you should learn that kind of non-exceptional quality from a davar mi davar shelo hutr mechlo, which is just like the zman. There's never an exception to the rule of timing. Right, the timing of a karban, it has to be done at a certain time. It has to be eaten at a certain time after the karban is brought. And therefore, that also has no exception. So maybe you should learn it out from timing. However, there are some times, as we'll see later in this parak or next parak, that you're allowed to bring Karban Pesach if everybody's tameh, or if majority of people are tameh, so that's an exception to the rule. Typically, you're not allowed to bring for tameim, but if everybody's tameh, so then you're allowed to. And therefore, maybe that's dissimilar. It's not similar to an uncircumcised person, and therefore it would be more relevant to connect it to zman, to the timing of the karma, or the thought of when you're going to do when you're going to eat the karma pesach. So viato reftum ashutr meklala. So Gemara says tamad lomar zos. That's why we need the pasuk to tell us zos. What does that mean? My zos ilema tkula arla pasla. That if you're going to tell me, then it means only the entire group who's an arel. They're all arelim. So that's the only time it's going to be pasul. Miksasa lo pasla. And therefore, only some of it's not going to be possible. Haimi v'chol arel nafka. We already learn that it's usher, it's possible for the whole group to be arelim from the pasuk that says v'chol arel, meaning they're all uncircumcised. Elalav, rather, hachiketani. This is what it means to say when it says the word zos. The Talmud lomar v'chol arel kula arel pasla miksas lo pasla. And some of it doesn't pasla. That maybe you would think it also applies similarly to the act of zrika, to the act of sprinkling the blood, that it's only going to be pasla if the whole group is RLs. If they're all uncircumcised, tamalomar zos. That's why the pasuk says specifically zos. Shebishchitahu dekula arlamia pasla. It's only when it comes to shchita, if the person thinks about the arelim during shchita, so then that's when it's going to be. That's when, if they're all arelim, it's going to be pasul. Aval zrika afil kula arla namila pasla. But when it comes to sprinkling the blood, even if at that point you're thinking only about uncircumcised people, that's still going to make it. That's still going to be a kasher karban. Unclear exactly what the situation is or how this could ever happen. But the kohen at the shchita is thinking about people that are other circumcised people. But by zrika, he's thinking only about all the arelim. So in that case, it would not be possible. So Gemara says, "V'chi tema mai kula dezrika." Why would sprinkling the blood be more lenient than shchita? In that we can only, in that we would even allow it to be kasher when it is entirely thought of for the uncircumcised people. The ein machshevus ochlum dezrika, because there's not a legitimate thought when it comes to ochlum, when it comes to people eating it, dezrika. Right, the pasuk says ish lefi achlo, and it's only the people that are going to eat it that are going to be relevant when it comes to the shechita. But when it comes to zrika, there's no legitimate thought process when it comes to sprinkling the blood about who's going to eat it. It's not relevant. So the Gemara then says Rav Chista. Right, this is all coming back to Rab and Rav Chista. Right, Rab is the one that's saying this whole thing to teach you that in machshavas ochel mizrika. Right, this was the whole source of that brisa. Rav Chista says no. Adrab al idach yisa to the other side. Tamad lomar b'chol arel kula arla pasla mitzasa lo pasla. That if the entire group or the entire thought process is for only arelim, uncircumcised people, so that's going to be pasul. But if it's only partially for some, if it's only partially for arelim, so then it's not going to pasul the whole karban. Avazrika. But when it comes to the sprinkling with blood, afilu mitzasa nami pasla. Even if some of the group is somewhat an arelim, right, uncircumcised, that's going to pasul the whole group, as opposed to shchita, which is only going to pasul if the whole group is arelim. V'chi tema hu adin lezrika. Maybe going to tell me that sprinkling the blood should also be only if the whole group is uncircumcised. That should be the only time it should be disqualified. Maybe it'll be that it's only once the whole group is uncircumcised that it's going to be pasul. Tamad lomar zos. It's only during shchita that some of the group being uncircumcised is not a problem. But when it comes to sprinkling the blood, even if only some of it is only some of the people being sprinkled for are uncircumcised, it's even going to pasul the whole group in that situation. V'chi tema umay chumrei dezrika. Why would sprinkling be more machmer than the shchita? So delo mikva pigol ela bezrika. The time of creating pigol, the crime of creating a disqualification in the actual karban, can only happen at zrika. It only happened during the sprinkling of blood, and therefore it has a sort of a more machmer quality to it than the actual shchita. Okay, we'll continue this conversation about what exactly, how stringent we should hold arelim being part of a group, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow. So we'll pick it up there. Maskef la Rav Ashi. Moral of the story is, make sure everyone you're shechting the Karban Pesach for has a bris mila. Okay. Everyone should have a good day. Shkayach.